Very good. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 35. The great generals who have highly esteemed your name and fame will think that you have left the battlefield out of fear only, and thus they will consider you insignificant. So Krishna is explaining to Arjuna why he should do his duty and fight. Previously, he's explained it from the point of view of the fact that we're eternal souls, and no one can ultimately be killed on the battlefield. And now he's explaining it from a different point of view, a lower level, about maintaining Arjuna's position and prestige as a Kshatriya, a warrior. Prabhupada elaborates in his purport on this point about people will consider you insignificant. Prabhupada in his purport says, Lord Krishna continued to give his verdict to Arjuna. Do not think that the great generals like Duryodhana, Karna, and other contemporaries will think that you have left the battlefield out of compassion for your brothers and grandfathers. They will think that you have left out of fear for your life, and thus their high estimation of your personality will go to hell. Comment continues. For a renowned Kshatriya such as Arjuna, the loss of his reputation and others' esteem will be more painful than his enemies' arrows. Text 36, Krishna continues, your enemies will describe you in many unkind words and scorn your ability. What could be more painful for you? Arjuna's compassion will be seen, this is the comment, Arjuna's compassion will be seen as cowardly weakness. The result of his so-called compassion, which is based on illusion, will simply be infamy. Thus Krishna again defeats Arjuna's, quote, compassion. Srila Prabhupada writes, quote, Lord Krishna was astonished in the beginning at Arjuna's uncalled for plea for compassion, and he described this compassion as befitting the non-Aryans. Now, in so many words, he has proved his statements against Arjuna's so-called compassion. End of Prabhupada's citation there. Krishna gives his final verdict in the next verse. 37, O son of Kunti, either you will be killed on the battlefield and attain the heavenly planets, or you will conquer and enjoy the earthly kingdom. Therefore, get up with determination and fight. Comment. Arjuna had concluded that fighting would bring him not enjoyment, but misery. Krishna herein defeats that point. Winning the battle, Arjuna thought, will cause the death of those with whom I would have enjoyed the kingdom. Losing will mean my own death. Krishna's words reverse Arjuna's plan for attaining happiness. Quote, if you are killed on the battlefield, you will attain the heavenly planets. If you are victorious, you will enjoy the earthly kingdom. Because there is no loss in either event, Krishna says, get up and fight with determination. Krishna's arguments meant to inspire Arjuna to fight are a particular set of instructions that address material enjoyment based on identifying oneself with one's body as the motivating force behind Arjuna's performance of duty. Krishna ends this section in the next verse by speaking of work performed with detachment from the work's results. He then takes the discussion in verse 39, beyond fruitively motivated work, to the higher level of working in knowledge. 38. Do thou fight for the sake of fighting, without considering happiness or distress, loss or gain, victory or defeat, and by so doing, you shall never incur sin. Comment. Arjuna reasoned earlier that fighting the battle would cause him to suffer prolonged sinful reactions. But here, Krishna explains that no sin will be incurred by one who executes his duty in the proper consciousness. Previously, in verses 11 through 30, to remove Arjuna's arguments against fighting, Krishna presented jnana, the difference between the body and the soul. Because Arjuna and the other warriors are eternal souls, no one would die. Only the body, which unavoidably perishes, can be slain. After presenting those arguments, Krishna encouraged Arjuna to fight based on fruitive considerations, karma, to gain pleasure and to avoid suffering. Now Krishna instructs Arjuna to combine both jnana, knowledge, and karma, activity, and to fight without material attachment. Working in this detached consciousness is called Nishkam Karma Yoga or Buddhi Yoga, detached work on the platform of knowledge. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan defines Buddhi Yoga as, quote, Nishkam Karma Yoga incorporating jnana within itself, end quote. One can perform Nishkam Karma Yoga on one of two levels, depending upon the advancement of one's transcendental knowledge. One who simply has jnana, knowledge that he has not his body, performs Nishkam Karma, detached work. Such a person receives no reaction for his work because his knowledge has fostered his detachment from the work's result. However, one who has actual knowledge of Krishna, he possesses superior knowledge. He not only knows of his spiritual identity beyond his body, but he also knows that he is Krishna's eternal servant. Such a person also performs Nishkam Karma, but he receives no reaction for his work because he offers the fruit of his work to Krishna. Both Nishkam Karma yogis are free from reaction because they practice detachment and knowledge. But the Nishkam Karma yogi who aspires for Krishna's loving service is far superior. He may not be on the level of transcendental devotional service, but his activities will one day lead him to Krishna's lotus feet. The Nishkam Karma yogi, who knows only that he is not his body, may, if he desires Brahmavad liberation, gradually attain mukti. Or, if his transcendental knowledge increases because he associates with Vaishnavas, he may elevate his desire and attain Krishna's service. Srila Prabhupada's purport brings this first to the level of bhakti. Lord Krishna, Prabhupada says, now directly says that Arjuna should fight for the sake of fighting because he desires the battle. Krishna desires the battle. There is no consideration of happiness or distress, profit or gain, victory or defeat in the activities of Krishna consciousness. That everything should be performed for the sake of Krishna is transcendental consciousness. So there is no reaction to material activities. End quote. Krishna in this verse has directly instructed Arjuna to fight. Though his order is in the form of requesting Arjuna to fight dutifully, quote, for the sake of fighting. Actually, Arjuna's fighting will ultimately be impelled by his desire to fulfill this order of Krishna. That is bhakti. Krishna wants Arjuna to fight on his order, as his surrendered servant, with bhakti, detached from the results. In this way, Arjuna will remain sinless. Okay, Hare Krishna. We shall continue at a different time. Hare Krishna.